Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Joining me now is the student of the gun, the professor, Paul Markle. Now, normally when I bring Paul on, it's to discuss something that's fairly lighthearted, but I brought him on today because of something that he has done, and it actually, for me, it carries a lot of gravity because of the guy that asked him to do it. What have you done?
Well, I finished James Yeager's book. And you want me to just go ahead and give your audience the how it happened.
Give me the how it happened. That's the
story. All right.
How did this happen?
Well, I mean, I've known James. I knew James for 16, 17 years. And we were like-minded individuals. We were kindred spirits. And we both realized it very soon, you know, very quickly into our relationship. And he got... And as many of you may know, he developed ALS. And even despite the fact that it's 2023, we still have no cure. There's no cure for ALS. It's just mitigating symptoms. Well, towards the end, he was having a hard time talking. One of the things that ALS does to you, it either starts in your feet and works its way up, or it starts in your head and works its way down. And he was having a hard time talking. And so we did most of our communication via text. And last August, I was working on a new book. I was working on the Boo Boo book. And James and I were very like-minded when it came to the teaching citizens how to, you know, engage in traumatic medical training. We were discussing that. And he sent me a message. He said, "I've got a favor to ask you." I'm like, "Shoot, send it. What do you need?" And he said, "I'm trying to finish this book." He said, "But if I don't make it, will you finish it for me?" I'm like, "Oh, jeez. Yeah, of course. Of course I will." And I said, "Well, you know, send me what you got." And he said, "Well, let me," in true fashion, he said, "let me see what I can get done. And I'll let you know." And 8 days later, I got the phone call that he had departed. So, after a little while went by, and I got in contact with Kayla, his daughter, and she said, "I talked to Dad, and Dad said he wanted you to finish this book, and I've got all the files." So she sent me what he had. And what he had done is he'd opened several Google documents and put down his thoughts and experiences and, you know, 30 plus years worth of knowledge. And what my task was to take it all and organize it and make it a book. And so I've been working on that, and it's been a labor of love. I like to think that was James's last challenge for me. Like, here you go. Here's 50,000-60,000 words. Turn it into a book, freak. So I worked closely with James's family, you know, and I organized it, and we went back and forth, and ultimately, you know, it's up to his daughters. To decide, it was up to his daughters to decide what they wanted in. And I asked Kayla, I said, "Well, what did he say about the book?" And and again, true to fashion, if you ever met James, you would know this is true. He said, told her, whatever Paul says to do, that's what you do. So, and as they're working on it, I said, did he tell you what he wanted for a title? Because he never told me. And she said, nope. Like, okay. So I got to thinking about it, and I came up with a couple of ideas and talked to the girls, Heather and Kayla, and we came up with the four pillars of fighting because of the tactical response. You know, their mantra, their founding principle, their principles is mindset, tactics, skill, and gear. And, you know, James had four documents that were each titled, you know, like that. And then he had an introduction and he had some other stuff. So long story short, it's out. It's available. It's on Amazon as a Kindle and a paperback. And it's called The Four Pillars of Fighting by James Yeager.
I can only imagine. So for you with this, with The Four Pillars of Fighting, as you were looking at this, how closely aligned is your, and let me explain what I say when I say this. You're an instructor, right?
Yep.
You have a method. You have a method based upon experience and observation and try this, try that, that kind of stuff. Your method is based upon the cumulative knowledge you've put together over the course of your lifetime. How close to James's method were you, and did you have to bend over or bend any way to actually fit in with that in order to stay true to the spirit of what he was trying to put on paper?
No, not at all. You know, no one agrees, you know, even close friends, no one agrees 100%, but we were as close to 98% to 99% as you can get. And, you know, I started professional training. I took my first professional firearms training class in 1986. Before I actually entered the Marine Corps. So I really was a weird one. You know, I had a 40-hour fighting handgun class before I even entered the Marine Corps. And I realized almost immediately that the Marine Corps' handgun pistol training program was about 50 years behind the times, which is typical for the military. Military doesn't change for anybody, and generally, the three-ring binder that gets passed down from generation to generation, nobody questions it. They're like, well, that's, you know, Moses came down from the mountain with this three-ring binder of handgun training, and that's what we're going to do. Nobody ever stops to think about it. And, you know, in the military, nobody's like, you know, if you question it, generally, they say, who are you to question the mantra? You know, who are you to question the dogma? And the great thing about having been involved for, well, when was 1986? 37 years ago?
Yeah.
Being involved in professional firearms training for at least 37 years now is it gives you what should give you a really solid radar about what is good and what is bad and what is just a masturbatorial exercise. And one thing that James did was he was essentially a firearms heretic. He was like the Martin Luther of firearms training, or the Bruce Lee, depending on, you know, which one you like.
Before you go any further, if you will, let me tell everybody how to find you. How do they find this book, The Four Pillars of Fighting? How do you find this?
Well, The Four Pillars of Fighting, it's super easy. You just go to Amazon and put that in, or put in the word James Yeager, you'll find it. Or if you put, you know, I'm on, it's basically because James wasn't there to guide me. I had to obviously do some elaboration and explanation in the book. So it's James Yeager with me. With Paul Markle, but go to Kindle. But here, if you really want
hang on.
All right.
We're going into the music now. We'll tell this when we get back. Talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. He finished the last work of James Yeager of Tactical Response. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with the professor from the Student of the Gun. That is Paul Markle, and you have just debuted the finished works that were personally requested of you to finish by James Yeager, The Four Pillars of Fighting. And you were telling us how you could get it, and I had to cut you off. So finish telling us how to get it, please.
No, well, yeah. Obviously, it's we wanted to make it available as soon as possible because I think a lot of people knew that James was working on something, the people who knew him, but they were waiting and waiting and they didn't know what was going to happen. So it's available. But as you guys know, or as you should know, the NRA's annual meetings are coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the middle of April, so 14th, 15th, and 16th. And we're going to essentially do a book launch promotion celebration at the NRA meeting, where we'll have hard physical copies of that book and hard physical copies of my book. And if you guys know, if you are familiar with Tactical Response and James Yeager, and James carried a Glock 19 basically from the time that he figured out what it was and he could buy one. And he did that not because he was in love with the company so much as he was in love with the fact that that gun did everything that a concealed carry handgun needed to do.
Right.
He liked to say it was big enough to fight with, small enough to carry every day, straightforward, easy manual of arms, ultimately reliable. He said that all guns should be Glocks, all Glocks should be 9mm, and all 9mm Glocks should be the Model 19. And people are like, I thought you said that Musashi said you're not supposed to fall in love with a particular thing. And what he described and what I elaborated on in the book was when he said that, very few companies had a gun that was exactly like a Glock 19.
Yep.
See, today, everybody makes a Glock 19. Smith makes a Glock 19. SIG makes a Glock 19. You know, HK, you fill in the blank. Everybody makes a polymer frame, striker fired, 9mm compact handgun today. Back then, it wasn't the case. And so that was, whether any people that used to say, does Glock pay you? Glock never paid James Yeager a dime. Never gave, he just endorsed it because he knew that it worked. And so Jared and I, mostly Jared, he's been doing all the legwork. We have been working with Glock and, we are going to do the James Yeager, I say book signing. It's kind of weird because obviously James can't be there to sign the book, but we're going to do the book promotion launch, whatever you want to call it, in the Glock booth at NRA.
Okay. That's unfortunately, I'm sorry to hear that because I won't be going. Sorry that I missed that.
Well,
take some pictures and send me some pictures because that sounds like they'd be.
I'm sure many pictures will be taken. Right. I'm sure many pictures will be taken.
What and for those of you that are out there that don't know, I mean, James Yeager taught nearly everybody. And those that didn't teach him, he probably took a class with them. And he was all over the place. He trained with the old-timers and the new guys. And if you became his friend, he was loyal to he was loyal to the day he was gone. And I'm very pleased that it was you that got picked to finish his work. I'm very glad
I am as well, And he knew a lot of famous people and a lot of authors and so forth. But early on in our relationship, we were talking about like gun media people would come to Tactical Response to see what it was all about. And he said to me, I said, such and such writers have been here and they went through the class. He's like, yeah, they did. He said, but most of them don't get it. He said, you get it. And as simple as that sounds, it's really not that simple. you know, the get it part is not, oh, this is how a gun works and I'm a really good shooter and so forth. The get it part is the first pillar, and that's the mindset. And he understood that mindset was the most important. And other people have talked about it over the years and decades, but I don't think anyone has put so much effort into promoting it. I don't think any class or school has put as much effort into promoting mindset as Tactical Response has over the last 20 years. And that's extremely important, and it should be noted.
Well, I mean, for somebody that goes to the class, like we're in the class and a bunch of guys started, they try to keep you at a high level of, shall I say, tension, or at least that's the way it was with me. And if your gun was out, you were expected to be shooting at a target.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, they expected it to be back in your holster. Because, you know, they're trying to install a mindset that if your gun's out of the holster, you better be shooting. And if you're not shooting, you better be moving. And if you're not moving, you better be loading. Or I don't remember the sequence of it, but you're fighting the whole time until the holster goes away, or until the gun goes back in the holster. And, I mean, those guys, the cadre that was there when I went in 2019, which I don't think, who do they have left over from then? Do you know?
Well, Tim is still there. So was Tim one of your instructors?
Tim was. He was actually in charge of my group because we had about 50-some-odd people in my class. So they had to break us up into groups. But, I mean, Don Nichols was there. Jay was actually the overall instructor. I don't think either one of those guys is still there, are they?
Well, Jay is still affiliated with them, although Jay lives in Florida with his wife.
Okay.
And he does training in Florida, but he will still do training with them. Tim is still there. But yeah, there's a lot of new guys from when I was there. I was back and forth, you know, to the class. I took several classes up there in addition to just going up there and hanging out and, you know, being with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the why you did it was the thing that I took away from it. Because I'd taken a lot of well, you know what? I'll have to tell you this when we get back. Because we're coming up on the next break, and I was about to talk.
Of course we are.
Break. Paul Markle is the student of the gun. He's the professor, and he just finished the Four Pillars of Fighting for James Yeager, the last work that he was putting together at the time of his untimely demise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. Three kids and three adults are dead after a shooting at a Nashville middle school this morning. Happened at the Covenant Presbyterian School. This parent rushed to the school after getting a text from her daughter.
I said just like what was going on. She said she was hiding in the closet and that there was shooting all over and that they had potentially tried to get into her room.
Police have confirmed the shooter was a female and was engaged by officers and killed. She has been identified as a 28-year-old former student. The House of Representatives is moving forward with a bill to ban the social media app TikTok. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying the legislation will protect Americans from the technological tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party. And pink slips are flying at Disney. According to a memo sent by CEO Bob Iger, layoffs will begin this week and will total 7,000 employees by summer. Those layoffs expected to affect Disney's media division, along with Parks and Resorts and ESPN. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle. And we were discussing what it was like to take a James Jager tactical response class, and I'm not even sure the way I ended that last segment was actually even grammatically correct, Paul. But I was doing my best because I miss him. I miss James. There was a few times when I thought there's no way I'll ever miss this dude, but I do. I miss James. The world that we are diminished that he's not here now, but. Is there any other unfinished work that you're aware of that he's going to, that's waiting out there for you or somebody else to finish, or was this it?
Well, this was it. And it's interesting you should ask that because, you know, when he first got diagnosed, I don't know, a year and a half ago, when he realized that what exactly it was, because his tongue went numb. And he started going to neurologists and trying to figure out why, what's going on. And then, you know, over a period of months, finally, you know, a doctor came up with a diagnosis. And they're like, we're 99% sure it's ALS. And he started, I knew he was working on a book. And so I'd send him messages and he'd chat and stuff. And I said, one time I said, how's the autobiography going? And he said, it's not. And I said, okay. I knew he was working on a book, and when I got the material from James, and I had talked to him before, obviously I got the material, and in true fashion, he didn't want the last book to be about him. Now it's kind of, you say, well, how is it not about him? I mean, it's all his words and he's talking about do this, don't do that, and so on and so forth. Well, he didn't want it to be so much about him. He wanted it to be about the principles. He wanted it to be about the experience. He wanted it to be about the training. He wanted that book. He wants this book to help all of the people who read it, whether they were students of his or not, to become better people overall, not just better shooters, but better people. And I talked to Kayla, and she said in his will, he specifically said he does not want an autobiography. He doesn't want a book written about him.
Right.
He wanted the book to be a book that along the lines of Jeff Cooper's Principles of Personal Defense.
Right.
Or Musashi's Five Rings. So that in 20 years, someone could pick that book up and not have any idea who he was as a person, but read it and read the words and get something from it. That was his desire. And I think that's what we've done. I think we've accomplished that.
Well, Paul sent me a copy of it. I've got it on the Kindle for the Kindle app and everything else, and I have yet to download it and everything. The thing about James, when he made the announcement, I don't think there was one solid ounce of regret about him. I don't think it bothered him. If it did, he concealed it so well. And I don't know. I mean, I looked at that, and I watched that video when he made that announcement over and over again, just thinking to myself, am I that good? Am I that stable in my life to where I could handle this?
Would you have that grace under pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, years ago, we talked and engaging in the lifestyle that we engage in. He was a police officer for a while, a long while. And then, you know, he went overseas and he did some contracting because he felt like that was something he needed to do. And of course, you know, he had a tactical response for like 20 years before he left. And he said, yeah, one time we were joking, this is a long time ago, but he goes, I never thought I'd make it this far. And he goes, and here I am. And as somebody who's, you know, I've faced the Reaper a number of times in my life. And the irony of that situation is when you face the Reaper and you mentally prepare yourself for your demise and then you don't, you keep going. You wonder, you know, I've had that. I had a good friend of mine that got killed during the first Desert War. And, you know, my friend had a wife and a young baby. And at the time I was single, I didn't have kids, I didn't have a wife. And I had to ask myself, why did he have to go and I didn't? You know, wouldn't it have been better if God needed a soul, he could have taken mine because I didn't have any children, you know, I didn't have a wife. And it's, you know, ultimately it's not up to you. It's not up to us, but what is up to us to figure out what we're going to do with that time that we have. And James was there for me. He was, you know, he was in my corner, you know, and he actually called me up. He was mad at me, because when I discovered I had cancer, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell my parents until we had a treatment plan. Because I thought, my thinking was, you know, when you tell people I'm sick and they're like, okay, what are we doing about it? And if the answer is, well, nothing right now, then that's like having a problem and no solution. So it wasn't until I got a treatment program, a treatment plan, that I told my parents. And I knew that I was going to have to step away from the radio. And I knew that people would notice. And I knew that people would, you know, they would be wondering, like, where's Paul? Why is he not doing this? What happened? So, we have a grad program, which is our members, you know, our members section. So I did an announcement. I did an announcement during a bonus hour episode for the grad program. And I told them, look, this is what's going on. And I've known for a little while now, but this is the treatment program. This is what I'm doing. And it wasn't an hour later, the phone rang. It was James, and he's like, what the F, man? Are you going to tell me? And he goes, why do I got to find out from your fan base? Because one of the guys who was in our grad program was actually at Tactical Response taking a class when he listened and heard the announcement.
Right.
And we probably talked for, I don't know, an hour and a half, that first phone call, James and I. And he was there. You know, he was there with me, for me the whole time, you know, supporting me. And he's like, we can't let you go. You're not ready to go yet. You still got work to do. And what I didn't know, and this is a story that I told in the book, but James and I, one of the reasons we were friends, and we were, was because we both are fans of movies. We're both movie fans, and especially old comedies. And I watched, many years ago, I watched a documentary about Mel Brooks. And I said to James, I said, you know, I feel bad for Mel Brooks. I said, because as he, you know, he sticks around and so many of his friends are gone. You know, he's kind of left behind. And he goes, well, this is true. He said, but he's still here and it's his job to tell the stories.
Yep. Yep. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Paul Markle. He just finished, or he has finished, The Four Pillars of Fighting, the last on-paper work of James Yeager of Tactical Response. And it is, thinking about it, if it is as Paul has described, this is the Book of Five Rings for gunfighting. That's what this is. And it's available now at Amazon if you search James Yeager, Four Pillars of Fighting, all of that available. Go check it out. Amazon.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load, sorry, my bad. And we are speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, the professor of the student of the gun, and he has just finished and put out for your perusal the last works of James Yeager of Tactical Response, The Four Pillars of Fighting. And, when I started the podcast, which the show started, this show that we're doing now, started in 2012 as a webcast podcast for Gun Owners of America. And when I started it, I didn't know who he was. I just knew that some people around here had gone to his school. So I called him, and he actually answered the phone, and I said, I know you don't have an answer yet, but would you consider sponsoring my show? And he said, sure, send me an invoice. And I'm like, he said, I'll give anything a try once. And if you're new, that's fine. And he came on the show a bunch of times, and I did not ask him to renew simply because one thing that I learned at that particular time was that I could not drive business to one location like that where you physically had to go. Right. But
yeah.
Still. In 2020, when I was at SHOT Show and I was pushing around my cart with all I carried more junk in 2020 than I needed, Paul. You really need to walk around there sort of light or have an entourage with you to carry all your junk, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've tremendously lightened the load over the years.
Yeah. So I've got a little roll cart coming, and all of a sudden I see this strikingly familiar forearm coming in with a bunch of bullets on it, and it's James, and he's pulling it. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to Radio Row. You want to be interviewed today? He said, can't wait. So we went off, and when I had the heart attack and I blew up with the steroids and everything else, and I was fighting it, he got mad at me because I wouldn't come to a class, and finally I came to a class, and it was like everything changed. I mean, up to that point, he was sort of testy with me. I'd call him and say, come be on the show, and he'd be like, sure, when are you coming to a class? And then I came to the class, and I'm glad I came to the class. I have my diploma hanging right over there. I have two Tactical Response hat that nobody ever gets. I got a Tactical Response t-shirt, and somewhere I have a patch. And at that time, I don't know what it looks like now, what they're putting out now, but that was a special time in 2019 to go take a class, I'm telling you. So that's my James Yeager story. That's the, you know, James, how many times did James go be a witness in a trial if one of his students got into a self-defense shooting? Because he had 60-some-odd do that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Geez, I don't know. But that was one of the things that he would tell you at the very beginning, especially if you took the foundational class, fighting pistol, was that part of it is, he said, I'm not going to testify to what you did. He said, I will testify to your level of the level of training that you received, which is you can't ask for any more than that.
Sure.
You know, because that's just.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing was that the accumulated group of people that he had taught over the course of time, he could have, how many of his students went to the Bundy Ranch? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was several. It was several. We had, that was a strange one. That was a strange one. We could spend a whole entire show talking about that.
We might have to one day. But I mean, the Bundy Ranch, he went.
There was a lesson there for us. And there are lessons to be learned for the whole country if we really pay attention to them. But one of the things is, if you want to defend liberty, you need to decide that you're actually going to defend it all the time, and you have to make a commitment to that. And you know, one of the things that James was disappointed by, I think, was how people didn't have that ability to make that commitment. You know, as soon as it got hard or difficult or inconvenient, then they didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Sort of a sad thing to really drink in, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but with James, I mean, if you needed James, if you knew James and you needed him, James would throw everything in the big Dodge Ram pick-em-up truck, and he was coming, and something was going to shift when he arrived on the scene. So, yes. Now, what are people going to take away from the book? What is, if you had to give me one idea, we got about 5 minutes. No, we got about 4 minutes left. No, we got about 3.5 minutes here. If you have a 3.5 minute idea, you could tell me to take away from the book. What would be the theme that you think he was trying to impart that people would take away from it?
Oh, man. Well, I think the primary thing that he would want people to take away is that there's a big difference between the gun community and the gun culture. The gun community likes to talk about guns and play with guns and collect guns and so on and so forth. But the gun culture understands that a firearm is an instrument of liberty, and that owning a firearm requires a tremendous amount of personal responsibility and dedication. You know, there are people throughout the world, whether it's in Europe or wherever, you know, that quote, own firearms. You know, if you spend enough money and you know, fill out enough paperwork and so forth, you can get a pistol, a Target 22 in Australia. That doesn't make you part of the gun culture. You know, people in Europe spend a lot of money to get special permits from the government so they can play with a gun, but that's not part of the gun culture. The gun culture is a mindset. It's the understanding that you and you alone are one of the few people that inhabit planet Earth that are allowed to decide your own destiny. That's why we were put here. That's how we got to, you know, that is our destiny as citizens of the United States of America. Now, I know that we lose it incrementally every day, but despite that fact, it is there, and it's part of our history, and it's part of our legacy. And, you know, James used to say, you know, people always talk about martial arts, and he goes, guns are the American martial art. No other country on planet Earth has done more to further the development of firearms training and, well, as firearms themselves, as the United States of America. We used to joke about the other contractors and other militaries, you know, overseas, even during GWAT, even during an active shooting war, you know, they would go outside of the wire, what we would say. And he said, when they come back in, you know, they couldn't wait to get over to the clearing barrel and unload their guns and put them away. Because they don't have the mentality. They don't have the mindset. To an American, to a true American, no one should ever, you know, the idea of unloading your gun and putting it away should be ridiculous. It should be on you from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed at night, or at least within, you know, Cooper's rule is 3 seconds.
Right.
I can't remember which book Cooper wrote, but he said essentially, it might have been The Principles of Personal Defense, but Cooper wrote several. He said, if you cannot reach your firearm within 3 seconds, you've missed the point of this book.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. Well, as we go away, will this be it as far as the words of Jaeger? Well, you know, I could ask you, you have about 30 seconds. Will tactical response go on?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. James spent the last 2 years of his life basically teaching his daughters and his son-in-law how to carry the business, carry on with the business.
I guess his wife is now the president.
Well, his two daughters and his son-in-law have taken the responsibilities and duties and divided them into three.
Right.
Joey's in charge of the trading. Kayla's in charge of media and outreach, and Heather's in charge of the administrative stuff.
Gotcha.
So yes, they have an active calendar. They're still there teaching. The show will go on.
Gotcha.
And whether he's there or not, his words and his actions and his thoughts remain.
There you go. There you go. The Bruce Lee of gun training, James Jaeger, finished off the last words by Paul Markle, the professor, student of the gun. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.